بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue the studies of ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. We continue our studies of أركان الإيمان. Arkan al-Iman al-Sitta, the six pillars of al-Iman. And we have been discussing the affairs related to al-Ruknu al-Khamis, al-Ruknu al-Khamis, the fourth pillar from the pillars of al-Iman. And it is al-Imanu bil-Yawm al-Akhir. It is to believe and to have certain faith in the last day. To believe and to have certain faith in the last day. And this is to believe in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of with regards to that which will occur after death, from the affairs that which are related to the grave and the trials in the grave and the punishment of the grave and the delight and the pleasure likewise found therein in the grave, and the rest of the affairs all the way to the resurrection, and that which is related to that, and the standing of the people before their Lord, and the accountability, and the people of paradise and the people of the fire, and that which has been mentioned from these affairs likewise, and the delight that is found in the Jannah that no eye has seen nor has an ear ever heard or reason has not even crossed the mind of a human being, the delight that is found therein, and likewise the terrible and painful and humiliating punishment for those disbelievers in the hellfire, and likewise that which is related to those disobedient Muslims who fall into the fire and are punished for their sins, but they are later removed. All of the affairs that are related to the hereafter, meaning beginning with that which occurs at the time of death, meaning that which occurs at the time of death. So then, in general, a believer could say, as a definition, if someone were to ask a Muslim, to say, what does it mean in Islam that you believe in the last day? It means that we believe in everything that has come in the Quran and everything that has been reported authentically on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah, of the mention of that which will occur at the time of death and after that, all the way to the resurrection and all the way to all of the affairs that occur after death. And all of the affairs that occur after death that we have been informed of from the Quran and likewise from the Sunnah, this is the belief of a Muslim with regards to the hereafter. Al-Yawm al-Akhir is the last day. It's because it comes after the dunya. Whenever the dunya is over, then the last day it comes. Whenever the dunya is over, then the last day it comes. Yawm al-Akhir. But for every individual, the Yawm al-Akhir begins for him at the time of death. So that which has preceded is that there is the minor resurrection, al-Qiyamah al-Sughra, and a major resurrection, al-Qiyamah Al-Kubra. The minor resurrection occurs at the death of every individual, and the hereafter begins for him, and he goes from this life into the hereafter whenever he leaves this life at death. And as for the major resurrection is whenever all of mankind will be resurrected and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So the day of judgment and the day of resurrection, it has been referred to in the Quran and in the Sunnah by many different names. And this is to indicate the greatness of the affair of the day of judgment and the last day and the importance of that affair. And it's also known in the Arabic language that whenever the Arab, they would give a particular issue or something many names, this was out of respect and reverence for that thing. You will find that they have many names for lions, and likewise many names for the sword and the things that they hold high. and they respect. They have many names for them. And likewise, the Day of Resurrection, it has many names. And the names that have been mentioned with regards to the last day, they are names, and also there are descriptions of that day. So there are different names that have been mentioned, that the Day of Resurrection has been called. But these names, they have meanings, and they have characteristics that are describing events that occur on that day. For example, the Day of Resurrection is known as Yawm al-Hashr, the day that people will be gathered together, Yawm al-Jam'a, the day of gathering, Yawm al-Ba'ath, the day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the people will be brought out of their graves, and the people will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be brought back to life. Likewise, it's known as Yawm al-Jaza' wa Yawm al-Hisab, and it's the day of recompense, and the day of recompense, and the day of accountability. And it's also known as Yawm al-Din. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned on that day, An al-Malik, An al-Dayyan. On that day, He will say, I am the King, and I am the Reckoner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be known, and He will take the service to account. So these names, they have meanings. The Day of Resurrection, the people will be resurrected and brought back to life. The Day of Hashr, the Day of Gathering, they will all be brought back to life and gathered together. Likewise, and brought to the place, to the plains of resurrection, and they will be brought in front of the scales, and they will be held accountable for their deeds. And likewise, it is also known as Yawm al-Fasl, the day of separation, the day of determination, whenever the people will be divided and separated, and the judge will come between them, and they will be divided and separated. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir, and there will be a group that is in the paradise and a group in the fire. Yawm al-Fasl, Allah yafsilu bayna al-ibad wa yahkum baynahum, that Allah will separate and divide between the servants, and He will judge between them. And He will judge between them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Al-Qari'ah, from the names of the Day of Resurrection, Al-Qari'ah. The ulama, they mention Al-Qari'ah, it means to knock and to bang. And that's what it means literally, Qara'ah, to knock. Then at ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ, the terrifying events that occur on that day, تَقْرَعُ قُلُوبُ الْإِبَادِ, it will cause they will pound on the hearts of the servants, and their hearts will be pounding out of fear of what will happen to them. Al-haqa, the true reality that's going to happen, it's going to occur. Al-waqi'ah, the event that will occur, no doubt about it. And the resurrection, and the fact that Allah will bring the servants back to life, and He will hold them accountable. As-sa'ah, the hour. And he meaning the hour that this event will occur. So the Day of Resurrection, Yawm al-Akhir, it has many different names. There are other names than this likewise that have been mentioned with regards to that great day. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين, the day that the people, they will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal with no clothes on and with no shoes on. And they will stand there, and they will be brought back to life in their bodies that they lived in before. And they will be uncircumcised. They will be brought back precisely, even that small piece of flesh that is taken from that spot, from the circumcision, that small piece of flesh that is taken at the time of birth and thrown away, it will be brought back and put back in its place. And that individual will be held accountable. And for the actions that he did, and the souls will be brought back to their bodies, and the bodies will be brought back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable. We have seen likewise in our previous class some important points to remember with regards to this pillar and the belief in the last day. And that is that the Muslims, they are in two different categories with regards to the belief in the last day. There is that which is an obligation, the iman that is obligatory, al-iman al-jazim, the certain faith, no doubt about it. And anybody who has doubt about the Day of Resurrection, he's a disbeliever, and has disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jalla al-Azim, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of the believers, they have this faith, and the belief in the last day, certain belief of that day. But some of the believers, their status is higher, and they have what the scholars, they mention, al-iman al-rasikh, firmly, deeply rooted faith in the last day. Meaning that they remember the last day and the events that will occur on the last day often. And whenever they are in performing their actions of worship, from the means to help them perfect their actions of worship is that they remember the last day. Whenever they worship Allah, and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His in the meeting of Allah, and this is from the means that allow them, or that they are able by way of, and from the blessing of Allah, to perfect their worship and to worship Allah with humility and humbleness. And likewise, those who have the firm and deeply rooted faith in the remembrance of the last day and the events that will occur on that day, and the accountability likewise of that day, and the terrors that will occur on that day, and the events that are terrifying and very frightening that will happen on that day, this is a means for a believer to stay away from that which is impermissible and to leave off that which is haram. And the one who is constantly remembering the hereafter, likewise, it's a means for him to strive against his soul and to take himself into account. But the one who is, he believes in the last day, and he's a Muslim, but he's a bit heedless of this affair, then this can cause him to be negligent in his worship. Or it could cause him to be negligent with regards to staying away from the haram. And also it could cause him to be heedless with regards to striving against his soul or taking himself into account. And the point is that from the means of being steadfast, and from the means of being upright, and from the means of having good behavior, and from the means of striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to remember His meeting and to remember that day, the day that Allah will bring the people back to life. And many times we have seen in the Quran and likewise in the Sunnah the mention of the belief in Allah has come together coupled with the mention of the last day. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created us to worship Him alone, and that is His right, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And He is holding us accountable for that, and He has prepared a day that will come. No doubt, la rayba fi, la rayba fiha, wa sa'a atiyatun la rayba fiha, the hour is coming, no doubt about it. Now, whenever Allah will recompense those who established His right and fulfilled their purpose in life, and He will honor them with delight in paradise and His pleasure, and likewise He will punish those who turned away from that and refused. He will punish those subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn away from that and to refuse. So the hereafter and this pillar is with regards to belief in everything that will occur after death. Everything that has been mentioned in the Quran and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the affairs that will occur after death, beginning with the affairs of the grave. Likewise, the soul, when the soul is taken from the body, this has all been mentioned. The how it occurs for the righteous and how it occurs likewise for the wicked, and the affairs of the grave, and the affairs of the grave, and every individual, he will die, and no one can escape that. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatu al-maut, that every single soul will taste death. Every single soul will taste death, the young and the old, and the white and the black, the believer and the non-believer, all of them, the strong and the weak, the wealthy and the poor, no one can escape it. No one can escape it, and no one can run from it, and no one can hide from it. And some people, they live long lives, and some people, they die young. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a long life upon His obedience, and to give us a good ending for us and our families and our loved ones. But the point is that whenever a person dies, at that time, his resurrection has begun. قَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. And the resurrection for that individual has begun for him. And he has transversed and he has moved from this life, the life of action and the life of striving and performing deeds without accountability. And he has moved on to the next life, the life where there is no action and there's no time for performing deeds, but rather there is accountability after that. And he has moved into the hereafter, and he has moved into the hereafter. It's been narrated from Ali radiallahu anhu. This is mentioned by Bukhari, mu'allaqan fi sahihihi rahimahullah. Ali, he says, radiallahu anhu, irtaharat ad-dunya mudbira, that the dunya is going away, it's quickly, it's turned away. Irtaharat ad-dunya mudbira, and the dunya is turning its back on us, and it's fleeing away from us, it's going away from us. As we move now, every single day of our life is getting closer to the end. That's the reality. And every single breath is a breath is a breath that is gone, and it won't come back. And that minute is a minute that's gone, and it won't come back. And the hours and the days, they're limited. No matter how long one lives, those days are running out for every individual. So the dunya has turned away from us, and it's leaving. نعم ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة. And the hereafter is advancing towards us. And this is what he said, radiallahu anhu. The dunya is turning away from us. And the hereafter is advancing forward. The hereafter is advancing forward. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And every one of these two, and the dunya, the hereafter, for every one of them, there are children. Any people who have concern for the dunya, there are people of the dunya. Their main concern is the dunya. And there are people of the hereafter, and their main concern is the hereafter. So he said, radiallahu anhu, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. So you must be from the children of the hereafter, and not from the children of the dunya. Meaning, be from the people of the hereafter, the people who their main goal is the hereafter, and their main goal is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, not from those people who have forgotten the meaning of Allah Azza wa Jal, and their main goal is to obtain the dunya, and their main concern and their main aim in life is to have something from this life, and they have turned away from the hereafter. But rather the successful, they use this life as a means to reach and to achieve the hereafter. And that is the purpose of this life. And we have been created to worship Allah and to prepare for His meeting. And He has provided this life and this dunya for us to strive and to use as a benefit to reach our goal and to fulfill that purpose. But unfortunately, many of the people, they have been deceived, and they are preoccupied with that which was created for them, and they have left off the creation, the purpose that they were created for. They have come preoccupied with the dunya, and they have forgotten about the hereafter. So they're like the children of the dunya. But the people who are successful, there are those people, they're the people of the hereafter. Meaning that they use this dunya, and they know the reality of this dunya, that it doesn't last, and that it's going away. وَنَّهَا مُدْبِرَ. And that the hereafter is مُقْبِلَ, it's coming quickly. And they use the dunya to achieve their goal and to fulfill their purpose in life. And then they're not deceived by this life and the glitter of this life. So he said, radiallahu anhu, فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ بِلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Because today there are deeds without any reckoning, but tomorrow there is reckoning without any actions. So that means that a believer has to take advantage of this life and get prepared for the meeting of Allah, and be prepared for the hereafter, and be prepared for death. Because a believer does not know when he will die, and whenever the hereafter will start for him, but there is no doubt in his mind that it will occur. That it will occur. So it's not about whenever a person will die and enter into the hereafter, but rather it's about how he will die and the state that he will leave this life, and the state that he will be in whenever he leaves this life. And because of this, the believers, they're afraid. They're afraid of having a bad ending. And they hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a good ending. To give them a good ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about this life. And He says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. That verily this worldly life is nothing but amusement and play. Amusement for the hearts to be entertained, and playing for the bodies to run freely and pray and play. And that this life and the worldly life is nothing but amusement and play. The bodies are playing and running here and there, enjoying themselves, and the hearts are in amusement and the likes like this, and preoccupied. But he says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa inna al-akhirata lahiya al-hayawan. Lahiya al-hayawan. But verily, the hereafter, it is the true life. It is the true life. Law kanu ya'lamun. If they only knew. If they only knew. And a believer must take advantage of this life and prepare for the true life and the real life, the life that never ends. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has made a beautiful example clarifying the reality of this life compared to the hereafter. That this life is going away quickly. It's like a shade. The shade, it's there only briefly and then it's gone. And the shade is there to benefit from only briefly and then it's gone. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim narrated by Mustawrid radiallahu anhu that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he swore by Allah And this is an amazing and beneficial example for a believer to remember and the reality of this life, and to not be tricked or deceived by the glitter and the adornment and the beauty and the wealth of this life, because it does not last. وَاللَّهِ مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَعَهُ هَذِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah that this life compared to the hereafter is nothing except the example of one of you placing his finger, this finger. He said, this finger. One of the narrators, he held up his pointer finger. And this finger. Fidyam, in the sea. Fadyanvur bima tarji. So let him look what his finger brings out from the sea. So this example, if we ponder over, barakallahu fikum, if we ponder over this example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reality of this life compared to the hereafter, we will find that this life is nothing. That this life is nothing, and that's the point. That this life is nothing compared to the hereafter. If we had in front of us an ocean, or if we had in front of us a sea, and we put our fingers into the sea, as he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we pulled our fingers out, and we looked at the water that's remaining on our fingers compared to the water that's remaining in the sea, that's remaining in the ocean. This is the example of this life compared to the hereafter. That which is remaining on the finger, that's this life, the comparison to this life. And that which is remaining in the ocean, or in the sea, in the yam, this is the comparison of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. It's almost nothing. It's almost nothing. And then even if you wait, and if you ponder over this narration deeply, if you think, after a few moments, what would happen to the water, that even that, it's a small amount that's on the finger. But even after a few moments, what happens to it? Even though there's some on the finger, no doubt, if one puts his finger in the sea, and he pulls it out, no doubt there's some water there. But the comparison of that water on the finger left to the rest of the water in the sea, this is nothing. And then if we ponder again and think about how long will that water on the finger stay there? It's only minutes. If it's windy outside or if it's hot, it dries up quickly and evaporates and goes away. As for the water in the sea, it stays there and it's remaining. This is the comparison that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made between this life and the hereafter. This life is nothing. This life is nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that if this life was worth anything with Allah Azza wa Jalla, He would not even give, if it even weighed the mosquito's wing, and if it was worth this much with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He would not even give a disbeliever a drink of water. And if this life is nothing with Allah Azza wa Jalla, the hereafter, lahiyal hayawan, the hereafter, this is the true life. This is the life that Allah has prepared for the believers, the true life, the life that never ends. The life of pleasure and bliss for the people of paradise. The life of happiness and joy. The life, there's no more hungry, there's no more worry. Nobody gets tired. Nobody's thirsty. People don't even have to go to the bathroom. Their sweat is like misk. And Allahu Akbar, what is prepared in the hereafter. What is prepared in the hereafter for the believers. But also on the other hand, there is also punishment. And there is torment, and there's toil, and there's pain. For those who turn away and disbelieve in the hereafter. And we see that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many times he would leave his home and he would not have any food to eat. And it's been mentioned from our Aisha radiallahu anha that she would say that months would go by and they would not cook food in their house. They would not cook meat in their house. They would have what they would call al-aswadan, yani dates and water. And it's narrated that the Prophet would leave his house at nighttime looking for some food, or leave his house at daytime looking for some food. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will meet Abu Bakr. And he would say to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, why you come out of your house at this time? And he would say, because I'm hungry. And if they would see Umar, he can't, why do you come out? Because I'm hungry. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, wallahi, the same thing brought me out of my house. Some of them, they used to tie rocks into their bellies because they're so hungry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he's in his house. And Umar, he seed him laying on his bed. And whenever he got up, he had the marks of the bed in his shoulder and his side. And his body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the coarseness and the roughness of his mat that he lays on, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar, he cried, radiallahu anhu. The Prophet asked him, why are you crying? He said, because, you know, you're the messenger of Allah, and this is how you live. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this life is not for us. This life is for them, for the disbelievers. Our life is the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went through hardships, he went through difficulty. Many times he went through poverty sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a clear sign that the dunya is nothing to Allah azza wa jalla, because we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best of creation, the most beloved to Allah. The best of the creation, and he's the most beloved to Allah from the creation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not open up the dunya for him. Rather, he opened up the hereafter. So therefore, the point is that this life, compared to the hereafter, is nothing. And this life, it is going away quickly. If we put our finger, never mind an ocean, if we put it in a cup of water, we would even see, compared to the cup of water, what is left on the finger is nothing. And even then, that which is on the finger will go away much quicker than that which is in the cup of water. Even if we downsize the amount of water. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the example of a sea, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, a believer should not be deceived by this life, and should not think that he's going to live forever. And somebody should not think that they're going to grow old. If they grow old, alhamdulillah. But we don't know if we're going to grow old. So then we prepare for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prepare for the hereafter, and prepare to be lowered into our graves. Because the beginning of the hereafter is at that time, in the affairs of the grave. It has been narrated from Hani, Mawla Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Uthman, إِذَا وَقَفَ عَلَى قَبَرٍ بَكَى حَتَّى يَبُلَّ لِحْيَتَهُ. That Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, that if he would stand near a grave, then he would begin to cry until he would cause his whole beard to become wet. فَقِيلَ لَهُ. So it will be mentioned to him, تُذْكَرُ الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ فَلَا تَبْكِي وَتَبْكِي مِنْ هَذَا. It said to him, يعني, Uthman radiallahu anhu, that whenever the Jannah is mentioned and the fire is mentioned, you don't cry. But when you stand here in front of the ground and the grave like this, then you cry in this manner. فَقَالَ radiallahu anhu. So he said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. Verily, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إن القبر أول منزل من منازل الآخرة. That verily the grave, it is the first stage from the stages of the hereafter. It is the first stage from the stages of the hereafter. At the time of death, the body dies, but the soul, it's alive. The soul is taken. The soul is taken. The soul, it doesn't die. It goes into another life, the hereafter. The hereafter begins for it. نعم القبر إن القبر أول منزل من منازل الآخرة. That the grave, it is the first stage from the stages of the hereafter. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن نجا منه فما بعده أيسر منه. And if he is saved from the grave, then that which is after the grave is easier for him. وإن لم ينجو منه فما بعده أشد منه. And if he is not saved from the grave, from the affairs that happen in the grave, then that which is after the grave is more severe and worse than that which occurred in the grave. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. He said, the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, he said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا خَطْ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعُ مِنْهُ. He said, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, I have never seen a sight ever before, except that the grave is more hideous than it. It's more terrifying. It's more scary. And in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the al-nasih, al-ameen. He's the most trustworthy. And he is the most sincere advisor. And this is what he's telling his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have never seen a sight that is more scary or frightening, more hideous, terrifying than the grave. It's even mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you heard what I heard from the affairs happening in the grave, then you would not bury your loved ones. You would not bury your loved ones. If they knew what happened, like he knows what happens in the grave, people would not bury their children or their parents or their loved ones, because of the affairs that happen to the disobedient and to the disbelievers in the grave. In some of the narrations, it has come, the grave, وَآخِرُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الدُّنْيَا. That it's from the it's the, in this narration we read it's the first stages from the stages of the hereafter. In one narration, likewise, it's the last stage from the stages of the dunya. And a person he leaves this life, and he goes into the hereafter. He goes into the hereafter, and in the grave, there are angels. They have names, al-munkar wal-nakir, and they're known as al-fittanan, the ones who try and test the people. And they're asked three questions. And these questions for this test, the people have already been informed of them, and the answers have been given already ahead of time. But no one will be able to answer in the grave the proper answer except for those whom Allah makes firm. Huh? وَيُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ That not everybody. Right now we say Alhamdulillah, our Lord is Allah, and our deen is that Islam, and our Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the one who is truthful in that, the one who said that with his tongue and his heart, and that was displayed in his manners and actions and his speech, he is the one who will be given success to say it in the grave. As for the person who was heedless, or a hypocrite, or a disbeliever, then they will not be given success, and it will not be so easy for them. نَسَلَ اللَّهُ الْعَافِيَ وَالسَّلَامَ. So the affairs of the grave, this is the first stages of the hereafter. And the grave is either a delight from the delights of the paradise, or it is a pit from the pits of the hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, الْجَنَّةُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْرِهِ وَالنَّارُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. That the paradise is closer to one of you than the strap on his sandal, and likewise the fire as well. Meaning that for a person to enter the hereafter and to have the delight of paradise, all the only thing that has to happen is for his soul to leave his body, for his weak soul to leave his weak body, and the body is weak, and the soul likewise, it can go at any time whenever Allah has decreed. And likewise, the punishment of the hereafter and of the fire, likewise, all that has to happen for a person to do is to die. At that time, in the grave, it all begins for him. It's either a blessing and a place of mercy for him, or it's a niqmah and a place of retribution and a place of pain for him and punishment. Ayyadhan billah. It's mentioned that in the one who is not able to answer the questions, he will say, I don't know. I heard the people saying something, so I said it. لا أدري سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلته. And then it said, فيضرب بمرزبة, that he will be hit with a hammer, and he will screech and scream a cry that everything inside the earth will hear it, except for the jinn and mankind. And if the people would hear it, they will fall dead out of terror. If they heard the screech and the scream that the people scream in the grave whenever they're punished, the people, if they were to hear that, they would fall out, and they would pass out dead out of terror and fright. And so this is something that we're on our way to. So then everyone should prepare what he would like to see and what he would like to have there, because the deeds, they go along with us. And our families, they leave us behind. And our wealth, it stays behind. But our deeds, they go along with us. So whoever who has prepared good, then let him rest in that good. And whoever has prepared evil, then let him not blame anyone except for his own soul. There's a beautiful example of the reality of this life compared to the hereafter mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala. And inshallah, we'll discuss this in our next class. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi وصحبه وسلم.